Bailey Smith and W.A. Criswell. It's like standing between a tornado and the Pope. Amen. In 2 minutes, I think of one special verse when I look over these 25,000 people and literally thousands of Bible-believing pastors. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You are reaping because you didn't faint. And may God bless you in the decade ahead to keep on keeping on. I finished high school in 1950, college in 1956. We had quite a different set of problems facing us then. I left Bible college believing the only three real obstacles and enemies out there were communism, which now doesn't exist, really, and modernism, personified in the World Council and National Council of Churches. They don't even have a mailing address anymore. And alcoholism, a major problem. Today it's totally different. I have been in 4 commencement exercises, 3 of them high schools. And I told them, as I tell you, that today communism is not our enemy. Perhaps New Age religion. Perhaps a host of other isms and philosophies, but not communism. I think of the drug problem. Of course, alcohol is a drug, but we'll never get the politicians to admit that. And the drug problem is epidemic. Teenage pregnancy is epidemic. It wasn't when I finished high school, although we did not have the pill and we were not allowed abortions, yet teenage pregnancy was not the problem. Our kids were not better. They were better taught at home, church, and school. This predated the awesome influence of the American Communist Lawyers Union, the ACLU, and it our boys and girls today are facing the AIDS epidemic and other social diseases, abortion, 1.5 million little babies dying every year. I told a high school commencement this afternoon that we should have a silent prayer for 750,000 18-year-old high school seniors who died in the first year following Roe v. Wade in 1973. They're facing a battle among even alleged evangelicals who debate the inerrancy issue, when there should be no debate on the inerrancy issue. Facing pornography as an awful thing, and we didn't have the VCR and the video cassettes that we could bring home from the video stores that are unfit for human consumption. We do have that today, and with Norman Lear, and with Hollywood and the television industry and the family breakdown and awesome, terrible divorce rates, immorality among the saints, not just the sinners. The breakdown today, the moral breakdown, is not just with the laity. It is in the pulpit as well, tragically so. And if ever we needed to continue taking a stand for an inerrant Bible, for a Christ who is God, for salvation by grace and grace alone, and against sin and calling it by its name, including those sins that are not popularly opposed, it is today. Martin Luther said, and I close, and may it be a challenge to us today, if I profess with the loudest voice and the clearest exposition every portion of the truth of God, except precisely that little point which the world and the devil are at that moment attacking, I am not confessing Christ, however boldly I may be professing Christ. Where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved. And to be steady on all the remaining battlefield besides is merely flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point. May we never flinch at the point that is at highest contention, be it abortion, be it social drinking, be it questioning the deity of Christ or the virgin birth or the second coming of our Lord, be it whatever the press is attacking most fiercely at the moment. May we never, never flinch. And I believe if we do not, between now and the turn of the century, we'll be able to give this gospel of Christ to the world. We can see revival in America. We can see an end to convenient abortions in this nation. And God truly can bless America and the world through us. God bless you.